It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. You're about to join the Ask Ross segment, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. And let me just say, we have a big announcement. It's not about us, though. We're cross-promoting our guys from earlier in the week. Good. Starting next week, the Ask Greg segment. We'll have an award for the best question, like we do. Ross, you get to pick the best question and win a 409
tailgate. You said the right word there. Why are we promoting Pickle? He's got 30 articles up on penlive.com a day. I don't have one. We need to promote Ask Ross, not Ask Greg.
Well, if your Ask Greg question is chosen, you will get a choice of one of the new 409 tailgate wines. There's a sapphire blue, a blueberry wine, or one of the whites, either a Pinot Grigio or a Vidal. So get your questions in for the Ask Greg segment, as well as, don't forget, the Ask Ross segment, where the winning question gets a 409tailgateclub.com gift. How's that? Got it.
Good.
I knew you wouldn't be wild about that.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Best question this week, don't forget, gets a tailgate box. We got plenty of them. Are you ready, sir?
Yeah, let's do it.
This one's from Brad in Washington, D.C. He says, Super Genius Ross, if you could have either Joe Moorhead or Mike Gesicki back for the next year, who would you choose?
Ooh. That's a no-brainer.
And it's
Gesicki. Yeah. It's Gesicki. They had 700 yards or something against Washington in the Fiesta Bowl with Ricky Ronnie calling the plays. I think Ricky Ronnie's ready for this. He's 38 years old. He's been coaching since he beat my butt when he was at Cornell, which is still a point of contention for me, that they were able to get that done even though their team stunk. He was that good. He was like the best quarterback in the Ivy League. So I think Ricky will do fine. I don't know that he's quite as good as Moorhead, but I think Ricky will do fine. I think being around Moorhead for 2 years really, really helped him. The tight end is a huge
mystery
question
meat.
Mark. Yeah. Who was that question?
That was from Brad in Washington, D.C.
He's not the winner.
Okay.
I'm gonna re-ask Ross that question on my own at midseason.
Are you?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh! So did you see what happened right there?
I did.
Is that more because of your faith in tight ends or your lack of faith in Ricky Ronnie?
It's a little of both. It's a little. I just think there's a little prove it to. I just don't know that it's a slam dunk answer in my book.
Okay. Well, it is. You're wrong, but that's okay. Sometimes people like being wrong. Just remember this. If you disagree with me, you're wrong.
You're just
wrong. That's a bad move.
Nate in Mars asked, he said, hey, guys, I'm a student at Penn State and getting my dad an RV for a game this Father's Day from gopsurv.com.
Nice.
Nice. There you go. Father's Day gift. My question is,
by the way, you better really be doing that and not just trying to get a question answered.
Can we vet that?
That's poor form. Yeah. Can you next time on does that Ask Ross on the app or was it the email? If it's on the app, somehow send us your confirmation code.
Put it on Twitter. Pick.
We've got his email address if you want to send him an email, Ross. I'm just saying.
Got it.
He's got a question. Is there any chance Micah Parsons gets used on the offensive side of the ball during his career? His highlights on offense from high school are incredible. Keep up the good work.
I think there is a chance because I don't think that they have a running back like him. Who's their banger?
Yeah,
who's their bigger body?
They've never really had a thumper. You know, the last thumper.
But Saquon was at least 230.
But he would bounce.
Zach Zwinak. Remember Zach Zwinak?
It was Zach
Zwinak. Did I just steal your thunder?
It was Zach Zwinak. Even Akeel Lynch wasn't really a thumper, I didn't think.
No.
He would run
Akeel Lynch, by the way, had like my favorite tweet of all time. Favorite tweet of all. Remember that? When Saquon had that run in the Rose Bowl, Akeel Lynch just said, now you know why I transferred. That was like my favorite self-deprecating tweet ever. So
you say yes. There's a chance he plays off.
There is a chance. I don't think I don't know when it would be, but there's absolutely a chance. They don't have anybody like him that has that size and brute force. They're recruiting a lot of running backs now that are like 200 pounds,
right.
You know? So, and given their short yardage and red zone woes, I think it's a very much a possibility. I would consider it if I were them.
All right, let's get
That's a good question. Who was that?
That is that was Nate in Mars, the guy who's getting his dad the Go PSU.
Oh, well, yeah, and he kissed up.
Look, he just got his hopes up, and he's just, someone's going to ask a better question. Nate, here it comes.
You're in the running, but you got.
This is fun.
Still got a few more minutes to hold on.
I really enjoy having small pieces of power in life. You know what I mean? Like, I like that I control this.
Joe in Hollidaysburg.
Kneel before Zod.
Kneel before Zod. Good. Everybody's having a good day. Go ahead, Andy.
Joe in Hollidaysburg asks, after listening to last week's podcast, it's clear to me that Ross, you are the quarterback of the show, the field general, the face of the franchise, the star who would be awarded John Madden's Turkey Leg Award. Also, I've come to believe that Mr. Pickle is the punter of the team. My reasoning is that he says this and that and the other thing. What football positions would you compare for Bob and Andy?
Oh, Pickle's a punter? Come on.
I would say, boy, that's a good question. I would say it's not a good question because it's a good question. It's just hard for me to come up with answers.
I better not be the long snapper, Ross. But
no,
I would say
Bob is like the star wide receiver.
Nice.
So, you know, there are times we don't really utilize him as effectively as we possibly could.
Justin Shorter.
But when we call on him, he performs. He also comes into work dressed like a diva wide receiver. Like, he can just wear whatever he wants, whenever he wants.
I'm wearing that LeBron suit from game one right now.
So I like the Woodchuck draft side of polo shirt.
That thing was $45,000, that suit. Did you know that? That suit he wore in game one with the pants. He looked like Angus Young from AC/DC. And
why would that be $45,000?
I'm telling you, that's what it was.
Oh, the bag that was with it? Got it. Okay, I'm told it's the bag that was with
it. The suit was not cheap. Anyway.
Yeah. Andy, you are the... No, I'll tell you what you are.
Long snapper.
No, you're the offensive lineman.
I will take that.
Because you're hardworking.
Thank you.
You're prepared. And even though you do a good job, you usually only hear about it when things go poorly.
Aww. There you go.
You're the offensive center. Lineman.
You're calling a lot of signals, getting people lined up.
Getting them lined up. Yeah. I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to do my job. All right, you're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and this Ask Ross segment is being brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. That's 409tailgateclub.com. All right, let's keep going with your questions. All right, Kevin, in Unityville, we're going to try again. Yes,
he's back.
Yes.
Oh, I already told one guy they had a good question. So either way, somebody's going to be upset.
Kevin in Unityville says, I'm back. Ross, which situation is more difficult to deal with as a player? Is it harder getting up for the game before a rivalry game or the game after you play the rivalry game?
That's a good question. That's a pretty good question.
You've been teased, Kevin.
That's a pretty good question, Kevin. It's up there with the what was the other question I liked?
It was Mars. From Nate and Mars, yes.
But what was the question?
Micah Parsons.
Micah Parsons. Yeah. Yep.
I would say if you watch college football, it's the game after. You know, like look at Ohio State against Iowa. Look at Penn State against Michigan State, right? It's the game after, because I think you put so much, like the game before for Penn State was the Michigan game, and you're gearing up and you're excited, and it's almost like you're building to this crescendo, right? And that's part of the path. After you get to the biggest game, you can't help but naturally have some kind of a letdown. And you see that in college football all the time. It's definitely the game after, I would say. Not to say that there aren't some examples of teams kind of looking ahead, but I think you're even so excited for that game, you know, the big game, that you're using the game before as a springboard. So it's going to be tough between those two questions. Let's see if we get a better one.
That just proves the value of a bye week. If you get one in there in a three-game grind, if you have a bye week, it can make all the difference because it gives you that week to get on.
I think that helps.
I think it helps a
lot. A chance to recharge, yeah.
All right, let's go to John in Arlington, Virginia. He says, hey, Ross, you and the guys speak often about how the Lions could maybe be lining up this year in a more of a 4-2-5 defense. I remember when Rich Rodriguez lined up his defenses in a 3-3-5 formation. What would be the advantages and disadvantages of one formation over the other? That's a football question.
Yeah, well, 3-3-5, you're getting more speed on the field. You should be better in coverage. You are more multiple in terms of your blitz packages and how you can configure those guys and have them come from everywhere. The negative is you're going to be concerned against the run. You know, I mean, what if they have five, you know, they have the five linemen, what if they have a tight end in there?
Right.
You got six guys that are all getting initial double teams at the point of attack. It's just hard to hold up, I think, against the run on a consistent basis if you do like the 3-3-5. Villanova does it, yeah. And they do it extremely well at the FCS level. I love watching Villanova play because there's just speed everywhere, and those guys are attacking and flying around, and you have guys that can make up for mistakes, but I think that's the concern. Plus, you're having one less guy that could be a dominating presence up front and really make a difference. The Zettles, the Austin Johnsons, those type of guys.
The entire Clemson defensive line.
It could just be he could have, when he was at West Virginia, he might have done it out of necessity. He might not have had four defensive linemen he really liked, and he might have had better. he might have liked his D backs better. It could have just been that. But I do remember that. That was when they had Pat White and was it Slayton?
Steve Slayton.
That was a good team.
And they
team
lost that, to that like Pitt, who? Pitt.
Pitt, LeSean McCoy.
Yep.
In the cold at Morgantown.
All right, let's get one more in. This comes from Luke in Pittsburgh. Christian Hackenberg came to Penn State during a really tough time. I think Penn State fans owe him a lot. So this is not a criticism. How many of the ongoing issues that he is having, poor footwork, et cetera, are due to bad habits he got at Penn State? Or is it more running around for your life behind a porous offensive line can't be good to establish fundamentals?
I think it's both of those things. I think that basically being at Penn State, I think, did hurt his career. But to me, that's really only an excuse for so long, right? You know, like once you go to the Jets, he in preseason, he's terrible. Yeah. And even in practice, they say he's awful when he knows he can't even get hit. So I don't know if it's like a yips thing or whatever, but I think it's partially responsible, but that only goes so far. Man, I think both those questions were good. I'm gonna say it's a tie.
It's a tie.
And listen, a tie goes.
Boss is saying no.
A tie goes to Kevin in Unityville.
Kevin in Unityville.
He did it again.
A tie goes to Kevin in Unityville. So my man in Mars, you got to come correct next time.
All right, that'll do it for Ask Ross. Stick with us. We'll close with quarter number four strong. We'll be right back.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can. When you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
Hey Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all you can eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.